Hi, I'm Jason Smith. I graduated in 1995.
My name is Kristen Williams. I graduated in 1995. There was a classmate that passed away. We were 10th grade, I think. His name was Todd Seitz, cancer.
He was just one of those persons that loved everything, and he never let anything get to him.
And they planted a tree.
That tree will be moved out of the way, yeah.
That was a very...
way too much to too many people.
Yeah.
So. Hi, I'm Kathy Pinder Pro. I graduated in 1965. I remember the cafeteria, my locker, Miss Clayton, who was the English teacher, best English teacher I ever had.
Did you go into a field that is heavy in English?
No, I was a nurse.
And I have to ask you, we're at Frontier, and you're smoking. Would that have been allowed when you were a student?
No, I would have had to be on the other corner.
So they would have let you just across the street?
Yeah, off the property.
Hello, my name is Helen Sutton, and I graduated in 1956. I took part in some of the athletics we had after school. We didn't have any inter-school competition back then with the girls, but we had after-school intramurals with basketball, and I did some high jumping.
Volleyball,
yeah. And I was in art class. I enjoyed art. I knew Nancy, and we considered her to be a brain. She was very smart. She was there all the time. She was in a lot of my classes.
I was Nancy Edwards Brocht, graduated in 56, and I was in the first class that went all the way through from 7th grade through senior, graduating right after it was open. Here's another one that did.
Another one?
Yeah.
And this building, I know it was smaller then, but what are some other ways it was different?
It looks the same to me. The lockers are, there's some additions, but most of the rooms look the same. And we're reminiscing on what teacher we had in each room.
So tell me some of the teachers that made a big impact on you.
Well, I remember Miss Colleden for, I think, 8th grade English, and Mr. Motes was a journalism teacher. And I worked with him my senior year. Mr. Trefero was a math teacher, and he became, as I recall, we started a Future Teachers of America club when I was a junior, and I think he was the advisor.
And you became a teacher?
I did.
I'm Sue, Sue Smith.
Well, it was Sue Moore.
Right, it was Sue Moore. Now Sue Smith.
I was Janice Andrews, and now I'm Jan Williams.
And I'm Jim Andrews.
I never would have guessed in a million years that I would run into you, because I just never have, and I thought maybe you weren't in Akron anymore. So we went to grade school together, and I don't think I've seen you since graduation.
So you were both APS teachers after you came back?
Yeah. Yes, we were. I was at Hatton, Higher, and Ritzman.
I was at Kenmore High School the whole time. Remember how the 7th graders weren't allowed to go to any of the dances and stuff that the high school people were having? And they always treated us like we were beneath them. And as soon as we got up to the 9th grade, they opened up Higher, and we were down at the bottom again.
I'm Carolyn Voganitz. Maiden name is Hone. What I do remember is that some of us, including Nancy and Carol over here, rode the second bus. We lived out near the municipal airport on Maslin Road and Woods Road and Fay Drive. And they would take the other kids home, and we waited at the end of the hallway down there for that bus to come back and get us. And then we got on the bus and they took us home. So it was getting home late. If we stayed after school, and someone mentioned this earlier, if you had to stay for a club or practice or something, you had to take the Akron Public bus down from Canton Road down here, down to around Goodyear in that area down there, and get a transfer, and transfer then out to our area, and then walk from wherever they let you off, and you had to, you know, go from there. We would have, and some of us went to the grade school in Firestone Park. We went to Glover, and we would have gone to Garfield High School, except they built this new school, and so we were, you know, the first classes here in that building, in this building.
So you were the first classes here. What if somebody had told you then, you're going to be walking through on the very last day of the building. How would you have reacted?
Oh, I say, oh, no. In fact, when I heard they were going to tear the building down, we said, oh, that building's not that old, you know. I mean, you know, Akron had a lot of new building going on, and Ellet, I didn't expect would be on that list, but we drove by it as we came in here because I wanted to see what the new building looks like. And I had kind of the same situation. I ended up working in Portage County as a principal at one of the elementary buildings out there, and they tore the building down. You know, it was old like this building, and they tore it down and built a new campus, really.
Hi, my name is Ashley Ross, and I graduated in 2014.
Hello, I'm Alina Ferguson, and I graduated 2015.
How do you feel about the fact that you just by a few years missed the new building?
Very mad, because it was hot in here.
I think every building that I left a couple years ago, it got rebuilt, so I missed every single one.
Most of the stuff I learned here that helped me were my art skills that I learned in the art class with Miss Boyden.
So I was in the Animal Management Technology Vocational Program, and I've still kept that on with grooming throughout this whole time, so I've kept those skills. I think the animal management room, like, I'm so used to cages and desks being there and it full with animals, and now it's just completely empty. A lot of good memories in there, and some of the things I wish that they would take, such as a beautiful mural that's down there.
Well, my name is Tom Westergaard. I graduated in 1963.
So what was the building like then?
Well, the auditorium was library where it is was added on. The new gymnasium was added on. This area didn't have a cafeteria, a small one that they could learn restaurant management. And that's all new from when I graduated. I was in Future Teachers of America, and I was in Latin Club. I was manager for the baseball team 1 year, played football for 1 year, so.
When you're Tarl, I went to L High School from 1958 to 1962.
What's one or two teachers that you remember from here?
Mrs. Decker, she drove a big Buick, 59 Buick, and back then, when they made Buicks, they was big like army tanks, and I could wash cars, so I washed her car for her. She gave me a dollar on my study break.
I'm Samantha Morgan. I've been in Ellet School to 2008 and graduated, and I love all my teachers.
Who was your favorite?
Ms. Zona, Carol Zona.
Why is that?
Because she was my restaurant manager, and we learned how to cook and stuff. I know how to make omelets. Now I don't when I left the school.
So because of school, you know how to make omelets?
Yes.
What sort of work do you do now?
I work at Priestess Fruit.
But right now you're eating McDonald's.
I know. I was at McDonald's.
I'm Mike Bayhill. I graduated in 1977. And this is my wife, Tammy. And she graduated in
1978.
And we were high school sweethearts.
We met in junior high. He was a hall guard at a Higher. I just happened to be walking by and like, he's kind of cute. Might want to talk to him.
That's a long time ago. I had geometry in this room, yep. It's funny how it brings back memories. And I was just telling her that I still have dreams that I've lost my schedule and I don't know what class I'm supposed to be at any particular time, you know. I actually got all my classes where I left at 11:30, both my junior and senior year, and went to work. Made some money.
What sort of work?
Actually, I learned in the drafting class that's just about right below here was drafting, and they had a little bit of printing, and I learned printing, and I went and got a job in printing, and I was in printing for 40 years, and just retired this year.
John Shackelford, 2018.
2018?
Mm-hmm. Or, I'm sorry, 1988. It's been so many years, 1988.
Both good years.
Miss Tabor was my English and language arts. Mrs. Woods was my science.
Sounds like you have fond memories of both of them.
Oh, yeah. I see it, you know, go down. I mean, a lot of memories here.
What about a teacher that just gave you a hard time all the time?
Mrs. Woods.
Okay, in what way?
She was just real strict and real, you know, she was real strict. I mean, she went by the lines, by the book. There was no cutting, no shortcutting on anything, you know.
Graduated in 1968, Richard College. This room here, I think, was a bookkeeping class. Mr. Durham, it was just a row of seats, not these tables. Well, it might have had these tables like that. That's right. And because we need a lot of room for the bookkeeping, you know, pages and stuff. So I think it was like this, now that I think about it.
If you grew up in Ellet, you didn't really even know that you were part of Akron. We thought we were a suburb. Because you got to remember, athletically, Ellet didn't join the city series until 71. So prior to that, we played all suburban schools. Ellet, primarily because of city employment residency requirements, we had a lot of policemen, we had a lot of firemen, and then of course you had Firestone Park, and then you had folks that worked at General Tire and Goodrich, you know.
And but everybody's parents worked for the tire companies, you know.
Everybody I knew either worked for a manufacturer or was a vendor of a manufacturer.